朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
耶稣基督为人在神人之间建立恩桥。
Yes, indeed, Jesus Christ, He Himself, graceful bridge to bridge between people and God.
事实上，每一个基督徒都应该是一个建桥者。
Indeed, all Christians should be a bridge builder.
但是今天非常可惜，人类在这个时代不是在建桥，是在建墙。
Unfortunately, at this era, people are not bridge builders, but rather wall builders.
我们看见人与人之间建立了许多的墙垣，代替了两方沟通的桥梁。
Indeed, we see many walls being built instead of bridges.
感谢主，耶稣为我们建立恩桥，我们也愿意做一个造桥的人。
Thank the Lord, because the Lord Jesus has built the bridge, and we all are going to become a bridge builders.
让我们在教会的里面先建桥，我们才可以在这个时代，在这个社会里面建桥。
So if we could build the bridge first in the church, then we can build the bridge for the whole society.
我们非常谢谢诗班常常给我们一些这样的信息来提醒我们。
We thank the choir for bringing messages like this to us.
请各位再翻回到罗马书第一章，我们同声的再来读十六、十七两节。
So we turn to Romans chapter 1. Let's read in unison once again the verse 16 and 17.
罗马书第一章十六节、十七节。
Romans 1, 16 and 17.
我们讲今年的主题，福音神的大能，今天是第五次。
This is the fifth time of this year of preaching the theme for this year, that is, the gospel is the great power of God.
我们今年的主题就取自于罗马书第一章十六节。
The theme for this year is taken from Romans 1:16.
好吧，我们就同声的念十六节就好。
So we all read the verse 16 in unison.
我不以福音为耻。这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。这一节圣经很明显分成两个部分。
Indeed, this verse can be divided perhaps into two parts.
第一部分，我不以福音为耻。
The first part is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
第二部分，这福音是什么？
And the second part describes what gospel is.
在大概几次以前，我曾经提到 Leighton Ford 讲过的一句话。
A few times ago, I mentioned about what Leighton Ford had ever mentioned.
他在大概三十年前向今天的教会提出一个警告。
About 30 years ago, he presented a warning to the churches then.
他说今天的教会面临两个大的危机。
He said the churches then faces two risks.
第一个危机就是改变福音信息的内容。
The first risk was the real content of gospel was being changed.
第二个危机是什么呢？
The second one was
就是不改变传福音的方法。
Is not to change the method of preaching gospel.
我觉得这两方面的提醒好像暮鼓晨钟一样，对我们是一个非常非常深切的一个提醒。
Indeed, this is a very profound reminder.
因为今天的教会
Because the church today,
我们需要常常这样被提醒
We need to be reminded like this way.
我们要传一个准确的、对的福音
We have to preach the gospel precisely.
医生要给药，不能随便给药
A doctor has to write his prescription precisely.
他要给合适的药、对的药、准确的药
He has to prescribe it correctly, precisely.
但是今天我们发现，在教会里面，即使我们能够保持一个福音的纯正
，even though in the church we can correctly present a gospel，
但是我们常常忽略了，因着时代的改变，传福音的方法要不断的调整。
Yet we need also to pay attention to be adaptive on the methodology of preaching gospel.
保罗在罗马书告诉我们，今天传福音有三个危机。
Here Paul reminded us there are three risks about preaching gospel.
不只是要注意信息 message.
Not only we should pay attention to the message itself.
我们也要注意它的方法。
We also need to pay attention to its method.
但是不要忘记保罗更提醒我们传福音第三个要注意的就是动机 the motive.
Furthermore, Paul reminds us to pay attention to the motive.
所以这个我把它叫做福音的三 M.
So this is referred to as the three M's of gospel.
那么在今天我们所读的这一节圣经里面
So in the passage which is read today,
保罗提醒我们到底福音是什么
Paul reminded us what the gospel is.
上一次我提到，他先从反面、从消极的这个角度来提到，他说：“我不以福音为耻。”
Last week we talked about what he meant by "I'm not ashamed of gospel."
为什么一个人会为了某一件事情觉得羞耻呢
？Why would anyone to be ashamed of something?
当我们主观的觉得那件事情连在我们身上而降低我们身价的时候我们以它为耻
When very subjectively we refer to something if that something is related with me would lower my own value then we are ashamed of it
在主观的里面当我们觉得一件事情连在我们身上提升我们的地位的时候我们以它为骄傲
So in the same sense if something is being related to usAnd can raise our value, then we'll be proud of it.
身为一个中国人
as a Chinese,
在过去一百五十年来
over the last 150 years,
不管你是在什么地方的中国人
no matter where you are as a Chinese,
以中国人来讲，我们这种荣辱的感觉非常的强烈，非常的明显。
The sense of shame, or maybe sense of proud.Is very deep.
自从西方用船坚炮利把西方的柯先生和这个德先生带进中国以后
Every about 150 years ago when the Western civilization impressed into Chinese with science and technology and a democracy
那么这两个事情临到中国以后我们中国人就落在一种说不出来的一种荣辱的感觉里面
When these descend upon the Chinese were being mixed, confused with a sense of shame or proud.
今天我们看见不少这样的人在我们的四周，我们这些人把中国连在我们身上，而觉得自惭形秽的时候，我们以中国为羞耻。
Very often, even today, we would relate such incidences to Chinese.And feel ashamed about it.
我们一想到中国，觉得扬眉吐气的时候，我们以中国为骄傲。
Whenever we think about China today, perhaps we feel like we can lift up our heads, then we are proud of it.
我说这是很主观的。
Maybe I'm very subjective about this.
这个人一想到中国，觉得很不好意思，他觉得以中国为羞耻。
Some will shy away to.Be a Chinese, and he's ashamed of being a Chinese.
这里有一个人，他一想到中国，他觉得非常的扬眉吐气，他觉得非常的骄傲。
Some others would feel different. He may be proud of being a Chinese.
上一次我曾经提到一个大家很熟悉的一个故事。
A week ago, I mentioned about a very perhaps familiar story.
那个为了要救他的女儿而烧伤自己变得很丑陋的那个母亲的故事。
A story about a mother for the, in order to save her daughter, she was burned to become ugly.
这个长得很美的女儿，在不知道实情以前，她以她的母亲为羞耻。
Her beautiful daughter, but by not knowing the truth, she was ashamed of her mother's look.
这个很美的女儿，当知道这个实情，她心里面受感动的时候，她换过来，她以她这个丑陋的母亲为荣。
Yet this pretty-looking daughter, once she realized the truth, then she's proud of her mother.
不在于外表，你怎么看一件事情。
No matter how you look at something from outward appearances,
而是让我们真实能够看见这件事情的真相是什么。
It is more important to look at the truth.
为什么我们会以福音为耻？
Why are we ashamed of the gospel?
保罗在这里很清楚地告诉我们。Because it is the power of God. 这个 because 在中文没有翻出来的。
Here, the English said very clearly, it says, because it is the power of God.
中文说我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，但是在英文 NIV 说 I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. 那个 because 是一个很重要的一个连接词。
The English word because, 因为 is a very important connecting word.
因为这个因为，所以这个人对福音的感觉不一样。
Because of this cause, your feeling toward gospel will be different.
表面上我们的羞耻是吃饭以前不敢切饭祷告。
On appearances, we were a little shy about praying before your meal.
表面的羞耻，我们到了一个新工作，我们不敢表明我们是基督徒的身份。
Sometimes you will be hesitant to let other people know you are a Christian when you come to a new job.
你知道吗？我们这些大学毕业出去当过兵的人
，For those us who have served in the military,
我们发现一件事情
，We've realized the one thing.
当你一到一个新的环境，一开始告诉人家你是基督徒
，When you enter a new environment, as soon as you mention that you are a Christian,
不错，可能引起一些人对你的开玩笑。
Indeed, some may joke about it to you.
但是因为你表示你是基督徒，你也减少许许多多试探的麻烦。
But because you make it very plain and clear you are a Christian, you are able to repel a lot of temptations.
当我在当兵的时候，第一次被司令官请去吃饭的时候
，When I was in the service and I was invited by my commander for dinner.
不知道为什么那么多的这个少尉军官偏偏把我呢一放在总司令的旁边。
For whatever reason, I was among so many lieutenants was the one to sit right next to the commander.
总司令亲自的用金门高粱酒来敬每一个少尉军官。
So the commander, the general was greeting everyone with liquor.
当他进到旁边那个人的时候，我就很紧张。
When he was toasting to the one next to me, I became very nervous.
因为他一个一个敬酒，一个一个倒。
So he poured the drinks himself to each and everyone.
我说我今天完了，非喝不可了。
So I said to myself, I just cannot avoid this.
当他轮到我的时候，突然从后面有一个人跑过来，倒了一杯黑松汽水给我。
Suddenly, when he was just about getting to me, someone came to me and poured some soda.
他就告诉总司令说：“报告总司令，这个李少尉是基督徒。”
He said, "General, this Lieutenant Lee is a Christian."
不错，你把你的身份亮出来，有麻烦，但是也有方便。
So if you make it very clear who you are, there may be problems, also may be conveniences.
弟兄姊妹，这种羞耻还是表面的而已。
This is a very superficial type of problem.
保罗在这里所讲的羞耻是更深的羞耻。
What Paul talked about here is more profound.
你看这个母亲的丑陋，后来变成美丽，你懂我的意思吗？
Do you really understand the story that the ugly looking of a mother turned out to be a very beautiful heart.
这个母亲还是一样丑，但是在她的女儿的眼光当中，她已经丑陋变成美丽了。
Although the physical appearances remain the same, but in the eyes of the daughter, the mother is ever beautiful.
所以，保罗在这里说，我不以福音为耻的原因，因为福音是什么？
Therefore, Paul is not ashamed of the gospel.Is because of what gospel is.
你我对福音这种荣辱、羞耻、骄傲的感觉的不同，乃是根基于你对福音的体验和经历如何。
So your feeling, your realization of gospel depends on how much you know about the gospel.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
The gospel is the power of God for salvation of everyone. It starts with Jews, then to Gentiles.
这里有三个很重要的词。
There are three very important words here.
能
power
救
save
信相信的信
believe.
保罗用这三个字来表明福音是我们的荣耀。
Paul used these three words to describe the gospel is our glory.
我们分三方面来思想。
So we will discuss them individually.
福音到底是什么？
Again, what is gospel?
福音直接的翻译，直译就是好消息。
The direct translation of gospel means good news.
在这个圣诞故事里面，我们都记得这个牧羊人听见天使向他们报好消息。
We recall the story of the shepherds. The angels was proclaiming the good news to the shepherds.
不要惧怕，我报给你一个大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。您今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。
Do not be afraid. I'm giving you a good news of a great joy that will be for all people.
For all people, good news. News 是怎么拼的呢 ？N-E-W-S.
A good news. News spells for N-E-W-S.
N-E-W-S 是代表什么呢
？What does news N-E-W-S represent?
N 代表北。
N means north.
E 代表东。
E means east.
W 代表西。
W means west.
S 代表南。
S means south.
对 ，news 加起来就是东西南北。
So news means something good to spread all over.
中文有猜字，英文也可以猜字。
There can't be a logic to come up to this.
所以如果在台湾做猜字算命的，其实可以在美国大概也可以做一点生意，我不知道。News 是 N E W S， 代表东西南北。
News represents something was spread to all directions.
So it's a good news, not only for modern man, 也是为着东西南北，地的四方都包含在里面。
So the good news will cover across time and space.
福音的直译叫做好消息。
So the direct translation of gospel is good news.
福音的灵译。属灵的翻译，灵异是什么呢？是大能力。
The spiritual translation of gospel means great power.
所以在直译叫做好消息，在灵异叫做大能力，这是跟我们有关系。
Direct translation means good news, and the spiritual translation means great power, both related to us.
为什么保罗说这福音是神的大能呢
？Why did Paul say, gospel is the great power of God?
因为对保罗来讲，这是他亲身的体验。
Because to Paul, this is something he experienced himself.
我们去查考保罗的背景，看保罗的身份。
If we study Paul's background,
他信主不容易。
It was difficult, rather difficult for him to become a Christian.
也很难有人去说服他。
It's rather hard for someone to convince him.
有的时候我们教会有一工作的时候。
Sometime during the individual evangelism work of the church.
那么我们常常说，哎呀，这个人呢很麻烦，我们应该请什么人去对付他。
And sometimes we'll refer to an individual will be hard to convince, so we got to get the right person to talk to him.
假设我们今天要向保罗先生。那个时候他不姓保，他姓扫。扫罗先生跟他传福音。
Paul then was named Saul. If someone needs to go to talk to Saul,
我们一定不敢随便派一个瞎兵瞎将去。
We wouldn't send out some little soldiers to talk to him.
我们一定找一个有口才、有逻辑这样的人。
We would be looking up someone like Pastor Lee.
那么我们派他去以后，我们觉得可以说服他。
Because we believe that Pastor Lee would be able to convince him.
扫罗不是这个人。
But Saul is different, though.
你派什么人去，都屡战屡败回来。
No matter who you send to, you'll be defeated.
但是保罗怎么信主
？But how was Saul or Paul converted?
弟兄姊妹，我们不是有这样的经验吗
？Don't we all have similar experiences?
某某人是不可能信主的，你不要花时间在他身上。
Oh, so and so is impossible. He's impossible to become a Christian.
那么，尤其是我们提到我们的长辈，一想到我们的爸爸、老父亲，不可能的啦，李牧师。
Especially with regard to our parents or our older generations, we gave them up.
弟兄姊妹，我们信不信保罗所说的？这福音本是神的大能。
Your brothers and sisters, do we believe in what Paul said? The gospel is a great power of God.
差不多保罗可以信主，我差不多觉得世界上没有一个铁石心肠可以不信主。
If Paul could become a Christian, then no one can be exempted.
问题不在保罗，问题可能在你我这些对福音没有信心的人。
Problem is not at Paul himself, but maybe are those of you and I who maybe lack of faith in gospel.
保罗受影响的是谁呢？不是哪一个人有口才的哲学家。
Paul was converted not because of someone who are eloquent in speech.
保罗信主是因为教会一个执事，他叫斯提凡。
Paul became Christian was because of a deacon. His name is Stephen.
保罗亲眼地看见他为着他信仰的坚持，为着在生死威胁之下的勇气，他受感动。
Paul eyewitnesses Stephen's stubbornness about his faith and how he would not be afraid of death.
什么叫坚持？什么叫勇气？
What do I mean by insisting and with courage?
就是能力。
That put together means power.
有一次有几个基督徒被抓起来预备枪毙，因着他们的信仰。
A few Christians were rounded up and to be executed because of their faith.
后来那个执行的官就告诉他们说，给你们最后一个机会，如果你们现在放弃你们的信仰，你们可以离开这里。
The executioner gave them the last chance. Say, if you give up your faith, then I will forgive you.
中间有三个基督徒站在那里说，我怎么样都不会改变我的信仰。
Three stood up by saying, no matter what it is, I will not change my faith.
其他的人就放他们生，就让他们离开。
The others changed and were let go.
有一个行刑的兵拿着枪要枪毙这些基督徒的一个兵。
A soldier who was a member of the firing squad.
告诉他的长官说，
Told his officer,
这些人走掉，我可不可以代替他们的位置？
Those who have departed, can I take their place?
我看见他们的能力，我看见他们的勇气，我看见他们的信心，我心里面受了感动。
I saw their courage, I saw their faith, I saw their insistence, I'm moved.
弟兄姊妹，我们知不知道上帝今天允许苦难临到我们有一个目的，就是很多目的之一，是让我们有机会为主做见证。
Do you realize one purpose that the Lord allows hardship to descend upon you is so that you can become His witness?
你生活很舒服，你的这个在进出很舒服，你说来信耶稣，来信耶稣，你要说没有什么了不起，你很好。
A comfortable life may not lead to a very convincing witnessing.
所以为什么穷困的教会灵性比较富足的道理就在这里。
This is maybe a reason why a not so well-to-do churches may become very strong spiritually.
所以保罗后来就说了一句很出名的话。
Therefore, Paul said something very famous.
那句话影响到1958年我信主的时候。
What he said actually influenced me greatly at 1958 when I became a Christian.
保罗在罗马书第七章十八节说，我立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
And Paul said in Romans 7:18, I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
但是主的大能让我从这样一种困境中转回。
But the great power of our Lord had turned me around in this hardship.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。